Blood banks are staples in hospitals. More unusual are banks for breast milk. But these, too, can be life-saving. As WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia will soon become the first milk bank in the region.
It's now clear that the best baby food comes from the breast. Director of the lactation program at CHOP, Diane Spatz, says that's especially true for babies in the ICU.
If you have a hospitalized baby or a critically ill baby, human milk can be the difference between life and death.
Unlike formula, breast milk contains antibodies from the mom that protect against disease. Long-chain fatty acids promote proper brain and eye development, and it's easier for babies to digest. But not all mothers can pump. Some have had breast surgeries that reduce output. Others have been treated for breast cancer. That's where milk donors can help.
When we have mothers who have extra milk or mothers who've had infants that have died, we walk the moms through the screening process, but then we have to ship the milk out to Ohio to then purchase the milk back after they have processed it.
Last year, Spatz says CHOP sent 35,000 ounces of donated milk to Ohio. Beginning next summer, CHOP will do its own processing, pasteurizing the milk to kill bacteria and be the only approved milk bank in the region. At first, the bank will serve CHOP's critical patients, but Spatz hopes it will become part of the solution to chronic shortages.
We do believe that in a very short amount of time, we actually might be processing so much milk that we will be able to serve other institutions in our area.
She's already gotten inquiries from clinicians from other Philadelphia hospitals. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.